This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 77. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll
Yo,
to the front.
What up?
Roll to the front.
To all my dance teachers out there, how y'all doing? Welcome to another wonderful Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking me out. And if you're new to this podcast, this is a basically like a dance teacher resource podcast, but for hip hop dance. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be for hip hop dance. It can be all dance, because a lot of things that we share, especially for in this episode today, we'll be talking about resources and things that teachers can use. So, you know, it's the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on the website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Where else can you get it? You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Stitcher Radio. You can get it on Podcast Addict. And anywhere else where you get your podcast feed. So definitely check it out. Subscribe to me. Give me 5 stars. It helps the podcast move up on the charts. And leave me your comments. You can also send me an email at chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. If you have any ideas or anything you want me to discuss, any questions for me on the podcast. So that's it. On my social, you can hit me up on Twitter. At Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. Also, I'm on Snapchat and Instagram. Both are at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. All right, so let's get into this. Well, before we get into this, I just want to give a super shout out to all of my teachers out there who are either getting ready for a recital or you already had your recital. You know, much power, grace, and strength be to you, because I know this can be a crazy, hectic time. We are getting ready for recital. Just took pictures the other day, and it was a madhouse. It was crazy around here. Everybody running around and getting ready, getting nervous. We actually came here, went right into pictures and recital mode right after our last regional competition, which was in Atlanta, and we went to the Jump Dance Convention, and highly recommend that. Actually, I'm not going to do the recap on this podcast, but I will. It'll either be on this one or it'll be on the MIE podcast. So if you haven't heard the MIE podcast, definitely check that out. That's my Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage podcast that I basically take, you know, the dance lessons and teach life lessons. And I talk about my takeaways. And so for this particular convention, I didn't get to sit in on all the teachers, but for most of them, I got to sit in, and it was just insane. I got inspired. I got motivated, came back with a new, fresh fire ready to go. And I needed it too, coming right into recital. And then after that, we will be heading to our nationals. So yeah, like I said, I'm not going to do it on this podcast. This one is, I'm going to talk about my go-to resources that I have that I need every day, you know, for things that I do at the studio, things that I do in class, and, you know, as far as technology is concerned, most of them are apps. All of them aren't apps, but most of them are, because, you know how it is when you're on the go and you have to get, you got to get stuff done. You got to have your notes. You got to, be able to communicate to your parents, your students. And so we're going to talk about that in this podcast. So this is my go-to resources for Mr. Chris, talking about technology and everything like that. So let's just jump right into it as I break it down. So I have, I started off with maybe about 5 of them, and then they just start coming to me, because I was looking on my phone. I was like, what do I really use every day? I mean, what do I really need to get me through each day, each class, and to stay focused. And so now I have 14 of them. So I'm going to try not to go too slow. I'm going to try to keep a nice little pace. So, you know, it won't be a super long podcast, but I feel like I should share what I use and kind of how I use it. All right, so the first one, most of you dance teachers who listen to this podcast, you already know at the top of the list, it's the Evernote app. I talk about it every podcast because I use it all the time. Now, the Evernote, and it's spelled E-V-E-R-N-O-T-E. Evernote. It's a green app. I think it has like a black elephant on it. And it's basically just a note-taking app. And I take all my notes. I put all my choreography down there, which is a challenge sometimes. Some of you know when you write choreography down, if you don't remember what you're talking about, sometimes I'll look back and be like, what? What are you saying, bruh? I do not understand what elbow up, down to the chin, back wave, down to the foot, to the toenail. I don't know what that means. I'm confusing myself. But for the most part, you know, I can remember and I can look at it fast because, you know, if you're playing music off of your phone, you got the phone in your hand. So sometimes I'll have my notes going. I'll have, you know, the music going. Another thing that I do within Evernote is I'll put my class structure on there. And if I'm using YouTube links for my music, I can put those links in the note. So say, for instance, if, you know, I'm doing the six step, I'm starting off, you know, if my notes say teach the six step first and then do the six step song, you know, that's on my album, then I'll have the six step song YouTube link on that note. So as I'm going down my notes, then I can just click on it and it'll open up and I can do it like that. So. Of course, you know, I do all of my my songs. I write all of my songs on there, all of my podcast notes. Everything is on the Evernote. Now, I was listening to a podcast the other day. It was the Dance Speak podcast. Shout out to Dance Speak and Galit Friedlander doing an awesome job. And I hope you guys are listening to that podcast. Definitely a go-to motivational tool that I have. But I was listening to her and I forget who it was. I want to say it might have been Flex, choreographer named Flex, that was talking, and he was saying that he has to write things down, right? So when I listened to that, you know, I got motivated. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I used to have notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of choreography and just everything. Basically, what I do on the Evernote app. So I tried it. Got out my notebook. I was like, I'm gonna do it like Flex said. I'm gonna start writing it down, and it did not work for me. I realized that I was out of the habit of writing. Because I'm so much, you know, everything is kind of, you know, you're texting all the time, you're taking notes on your phone. And then, I mean, I was just lazy. I was like, I don't want to write. I want to type. You know what I'm saying? So, but I did give it a shot, though. I mean, I'm going to say I gave it a shot, but I'm definitely rocking with the Evernote app for everything. So that's my number one. My number two. It's another app, and it's called Remind App, and that's spelled R-E-M-I-N-D, the Remind App. And I actually, we started using this app, I want to say about 3 years ago, because one of our parents works for the educational system here in Nashville, and she was telling us that that's what they use. All the teachers and the staff to communicate with each other. So we tried it and it worked great. We actually tried it out at one of our national competitions because, you know, everybody was there. I think we were either in Florida or Fort Walton Beach, but we were all there. And there were certain things that we, you know, like everybody had a different schedule. You know, kids wanted to go to the beach. They wanted to do different things. And so I was like, well, let's use that to get everybody together. So my wife would actually, you know, she would be like, send out on the Remind app that, you know, tomorrow at, you know, 5 p.m. we're going to eat dinner at the Crab Shack or what, you know, wherever. And then, and so they got it. So the parents start going, you know, yes, you know, we're going to rock with this. So the Remind app is a definite tool. I mean, we've been using it ever since. There's something that we do with it also called the meal plan. And this is not necessarily like a class resource, but it's something that, you know, like when we're at competitions or even at recitals or when you do an event, everybody is looking for food. Right. And so, and most of the time, if you're at a convention center or a venue or a theater, if you know, most, a lot of them, they don't have food at all. But if they do have food, it's so expensive. Right. So what we start doing, we actually did this whole concept before Uber Eats and any of that was even thought of. And that was, on the Remind app, we'll do something like this. We'll say, you know, we're going to do the meal plan. Who's in? And then we'll charge a certain amount, you know, for the meal plan. And then, you know, whatever that is, you know, 10 bucks a person or whatever. And we would do, you know, lunch and dinner a lot of times. And so you sit down on the app. People start checking back in. I'm in, you know, me and my students in and, you know, whoever in with the parents. Then we take that and we would go out. Get a meal, you know, we go to Chick-fil-A or Subway, Jimmy John's, and do a catering order, bring it back to the venue, and then on the Remind app, we would say where to meet in the theater. We're going to meet outside, you know, the front, you know, right when you come front door, the hallway to the left or whatever. And so that is money. I mean, all of the parents now here at the studio, they are... They're like, are we, you know, are we doing a meal plan? Like, yeah. I mean, you know, and it, of course, there's a lot, you know, if, especially if you travel, you know, there's a lot of new places, you know, that you have to go to. There's a lot of stress involved in that. You know, I know it's like one more thing that we have to do, but it's definitely great for your clients. It's great for your parents. And it works out for us too, just, you know, you don't have to worry about it. So that's one thing that you can kind of communicate, but we do, you know, pretty much everything through the Remind app. So that's number two. Number three, this one is not an app, and this one is, now I will say this. This is what I use to edit all my recital videos, my music videos, everything. It's Final Cut Pro or iMovie. If you don't have a Mac, well, first of all, I highly recommend that you get a Mac. I know there's a lot of PC lovers out there. No shade to the PC lovers. But for me, I just find it just, it's just easy with the Mac. You know what I mean? And I even tried it because when I first started using the Mac, I couldn't believe how easy it was. And so I was like, well, this can't be. And I had a PC too. I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn all the editing things that I'm doing with a PC. And I just are so frustrated. So I'm Final Cut Pro is a software program for editing videos that you have to purchase. iMovie comes with your, you know, either your iMac or your MacBook Air, you know, whatever you're using. But great for editing videos. I just used it for, I'm using it for our recital. There's also a good friend of ours who has a recital coming up. I just finished her video, and it's quick. When you do slideshows on there, you know, I don't have time to do a tutorial on it, on this one, but Final Cut Pro, iMovie, definitely a go-to resource when it comes to technology. It's easy to do, not hard. You can do it yourself. You don't have to spend a lot of money hiring somebody to do videos for you because it just kind of walks you through it. And if I have any teachers out there, if you have any questions on it, if you have iMovie or Final Cut Pro and you know, running into some problems or you have questions about how to use it, shoot me an email, chris@misschrishiphopdance.com. I'll send you some of the tutorials that I use and try to help any way I can. All right, so that's number three. Number four, whatever podcast app you want. So now, I actually just got an iPhone 7. I've been a Droid user, been a Samsung user forever. And I just switched over to the iPhone. So when I was with my Android, it was the Stitcher app for my podcast. But now it is the podcast app. It's the purple app that comes with your iPhone. And I mean, definitely my go-to to stay inspired all day. On the way to class, when I'm driving, when I'm cooking, when I'm cutting the grass, doesn't matter. And I try to fill myself, try to fill my brain with positive podcasts, right? Like there's one that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Dance Speak, one word, DanceSpeak. Super. I'm actually on a Dance Speak binge right now. I just love hearing the choreographers out in LA just talk about, you know, everything they talk about just inspires me because it just reminds me of that fire and that passion that I have. So definitely get that. Also, here's another one for dance teachers. Successful Studio Strategies. I think Clint Salter is the name of the guy on that. Very good. He has teachers on there all the time. But that podcast app, that's one of my technology hacks right there. Got to keep it going. So definitely check that out. It's number four. Number five. This is super. Dropbox. Now listen, and as we get into this section of the podcast, I mean, when I talk about the music joints, this is so key. This is major key right here. Because music right now for all of my dance teachers everywhere, I know it's a challenge because it's changing. I mean, right now sitting on my desk, I have a cassette tape of the Backstreet Boys. And yes, I said cassette tape because I saw it at the, I think I was at Goodwill and I saw it. I was like, I have to have this just because it's a cassette tape. Who has them? So I have to have it, right? But all the parents come in cracking up laughing. They say, do you even have anything to play that on? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I can't even play CDs anymore, right? But that's a thing. That is a thing right now. How do I play music? You know what I mean? And some of you teachers out there, you still got your CD player on there, still hanging on. CDs might be scratched up for years of use, but it's still going. And if you're rocking with that, more power to you. If you still got CDs, you know, more power to you. Nothing wrong with it. I had mine forever, all the way up until, I think, the last couple years. And then I started, you know, slowly giving in and going over to the the whole streaming thing. I don't like the streaming sometimes because if I don't have a good Wi-Fi connection, it's not working for me. But the other thing I start doing is downloading them to my device so I can know that I have it. But Dropbox is major key. I use it to save all my music. If I'm shooting class videos or ideas on my phone, I'm saving it to Dropbox. If I, you know, just like now, we're getting ready for recital and we just did a routine or added something on, the parents was like, can you send me that? I do it through Dropbox, easy to share with all your parents. You know, sometimes if I'm not at the studio, like I'll be running errands or whatever, my wife's here, and I'll be like, oh, we need the song, we need the hip hop song that we use for technique. I'll just send it through Dropbox, boom, and it's done. So Dropbox is major, and it's there, it's in the cloud, you know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about, not unless something happens to the cloud in the next few years, you don't have to worry about it going nowhere. You don't have to worry about you losing it, because it's always in there. Now you got to have a certain level of discipline to put it in there, but once it's in there, it's in there. So Dropbox, major key alert, make sure you use that one. All right, that's number five. Number six, Snapchat. I use Snapchat to talk to the, all right, so say for instance, if we're working on a freeze, might be working on a freeze, and like one of my students might have it. I will take a picture with Snapchat and then send it to, and I have my students, mainly my older students, I don't have my younger ones on there, but my older students who have Snapchat, I'll send them that. New move alert. There's the freeze. You got it. And you'll see a lot of them screenshotting and like, oh my God, I got to get this, right? I'll do some video clips, you know, how to do the rubber band. I'll do a lot. Basically, I'll use Snapchat just like I use YouTube to teach, to educate, to show moves, to do tutorials. They're quick. It's not real long. But it's still an effective tool that I use for my older students, Snapchat. So that's number six. Number seven, Shazam. Spelled S-H-A-Z-A-M. This app, basically wherever you are, if you hear a song, come on, you hit the Shazam button, and it will, you know, read the situation really quick and tell you what that song is. You know how it is when you're somewhere, you be at a convention or something, and a teacher would teach to a song, like, what is that? You hit the Shazam app, you hit it, or, you know, it could be a TV show. My wife and I will be watching a movie sometime, and a great song will come on in the movie. She'll be like, get the Shazam app, Shazam it. And I'll hit Shazam, tell me the song, bam. Major go-to when it comes to music. You know, so just like Dropbox, Shazam is the same way. All right, number eight. This is software editing software called GarageBand that comes with the Mac. Comes with the Mac, so you don't have to purchase it. If you have a PC, again, I don't know, because I don't, you know. I think there's one called Audacity. I tried to fool with that one for a while, but I'm straight Mac-ing it. Because it's so, again, the reason is because it's so easy, and I have to have it like that because I can't go for long not knowing, you know what I mean? I run into a bump, I'm like, oh my God, but GarageBand, easy edits for your music. Easy to edit out language, easy to do mixes, all of that stuff. That's where I do all my music edits, my cuts, and everything through GarageBand. Number nine. This one is called Coach's Eye. Coach's Eye. C-O-A-C-H, apostrophe S-I-E-Y-E. Now, this one is, I use this to show my kids their technique and what they need to work on. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be hip-hop technique. They could be working on an aerial, backhand spring, turns, whatever it is, but it's an app where, you know, you video and then you can run it back in slow-mo. You can toggle, like when you know, you get to a certain section, you know, you see when you do your freeze, you got to keep the right arm underneath a little bit and it just bent right there. You can draw on it, you know, circle it, you know, flex your foot, circle it. You can do all types of things. You know, I use this a lot for private lessons, but I also do it for groups. Like if somebody's, you know, working on something, going across the floor, and they're like, watch me when I do this. I'm like, no, I'm not just going to watch you, but I'm gonna record you on the coach's app, and I'm going to show you not only what I see, but I want you to be able to see it. You can also share this with the parents, but I think they have to have the app as well to be able to see what you put on there. So definite another great app, Coach's Eye. Number 10, and I'm gonna pick this up a little bit, is for communicating with your parents, we use Jackrabbit Class, and this is studio software. Jackrabbit, J-A-C-K-R-A-B-B-I-T, Class. We do all our mass emails, talk to our parents through that. I also use Facebook groups as well. I don't have that as one of my go-tos, but I had that down as a note. So Jackrabbit Class is a good studio software. There's many of them out there that you can use. And if you're on Facebook, definitely use groups. We use that with the Remind app to communicate to the parents. So yeah, that's awesome. So number 11, back to the music category, Spotify. Spotify is another go-to because, and I like to say, Spotify is just like iTunes, except you don't download it, right? Now, I still download stuff, but I have all of them. So if one's not working, I can go to the next. You know what I mean? If I don't have a connection with one, I can go to the next. But Spotify, and the big thing on Spotify is playlist. Creating a playlist, first of all, and then also following other people with great playlists. Now with Spotify, you have to do a little bit of digging in there and research before the class. Like you want to spend your time before you even get in there, either creating a playlist or finding playlists, like whether it's Disney songs for kids or, you know, if you happen to find a teacher, or even, you know, some of your students have great playlists as well. The only thing that I run into about from Spotify is it's hard to find a lot of the clean versions of the song. So which brings me to my next one, number 12, the Tidal app. And that's spelled T-I-D-A-L. Because on Tidal, it's just like Spotify, it's a streaming music service, but you can get a lot of clean songs on there. You can find a lot of clean versions, right? So, but I have both, Spotify and Tidal. Now these, you do pay a monthly subscription. Same thing with Dropbox. Same thing with Jackrabbit Class. You know, I think Spotify, I think it's $9.99 or something like that. If I had to choose between the two, I don't know. I might go with Tidal. I don't know. You know, both of them are good. Also, I don't have this on my list, but, you know, obviously YouTube, because you can find a lot of clean stuff on there. But it's not my go-to. I use it from time to time, but not my go-to. All right, so winding down, number 13, this is another music one, SoundCloud. And I believe this one is still free. They've been talking about having a paid service. And they might have it now, and you know, I guess you can sign up for it, but they still have the free version. So I definitely use that. My go-to for it, they have lots of good B-boy music on there. I mean, I just found one. I posted one of them to my Facebook page last night. I think it's called B-Boy Session, but it's great. There's another DJ on SoundCloud called DJ Lean Rock, L-E-A-N-R-O-C-K. Great mixes that are continuous. You can just put on in your class and just let it go. You turn it down on low, you teach your technique, and it got that B-Boy vibe. One of those joints. So SoundCloud, definitely a go-to. And my last one for my go-to resources, my technology series podcast, is I just got this one the other day. And I will say this, I'm still figuring it out. I don't have it all the way, but it's basically a challenge app for accountability, because my wife wanted to start this. Well, she actually started it already, where she wanted to encourage the students to stretch at home. So we found this app called Make Me, all one word, M-A-K-E-M-E. And on the Make Me app, you basically challenge the other students in the class to do whatever. You know what I mean? It could stretch. It could be to work out. It can be to work on your freezes. It can do six steps. It can do popping drills. Whatever you want to do. But they have to log in and say, I did this amount for this amount of time. Now, the way we were doing it before that is we had a certain amount of students who agreed, like, we're doing it. We're stretching at home. They were in a group chat. And my daughter actually, you know, she started the group chat. And what she'll do is she'll record her whole, she'll stretch for 30 minutes. And all the stretches that she does, she'll record them on time lapse. So it goes real fast. So the file won't be too big to send. And then everybody has to send their video in to say that not only did I stretch for 30 minutes, but here's my time lapse of me stretching for 30 minutes. And so, like I said, you use that for any technique. So that's what we've been doing before, just in group text. Moving into the Make Me app, you know, we're trying it out because, you know, we're like, oh, that would be so dope. There was an app that everybody can kind of check in and hold each other accountable for working on techniques outside of the studio. So I will let I'll let you know how it goes. It's a work in progress on that one, but yeah, I'll definitely keep you posted. All right, so let's do a recap. Here's my go-to resource. Number one is the Evernote app. All choreo, all podcasts, all songs, all notes on there. Number two, the Remind app, communicating with parents. Number three, Final Cut Pro or iMovie to edit all my recital videos. Number four, podcast app, whatever one you use, Stitcher Radio, your iTunes one, whatever you use, but good inspiration all day. Number five, Dropbox, music. I save it all there, all my mixes. I share it. It's easy to use. There's a monthly fee on that, but it's definitely worth it. Number six, Snapchat. I use that just like you use YouTube, but I use that to communicate with my older kids, techniques and tips and tricks and combos and everything through there. Also go through Snapchat too, and I'm like, hey, y'all need to be at rehearsal tomorrow, especially for my older ones that are driving now. And it seems to work better than the emails going to their parents for some reason, but it is what it is. Number seven, Shazam. That's where you get all the music. Be like, what song is that? Just Shazam it and it'll pop up. Number eight, GarageBand. Easy to edit music. Easy to edit music. I'm gonna say it again. Easy to edit music. Where it'll just walk, it'll walk itself through. Lots of tutorials out there on it on YouTube. Check it out. Number nine, Coach's Eye. Definitely good for reviewing and rewinding and slow-moing and all that when you're working on your technique classes. Number 10, to communicate with parents, your email list, whatever studio software you use. You might have some already. We use Jackrabbit Class. Go-to resource. Money. Number 11, Spotify. Music. Playlists are key. Key thing in Spotify, playlist. Also, number 12, Tidal. Same thing. Playlist, and they have lots of clean songs. So check it out. Number 13, SoundCloud. Another music app. Great B-boy music. I also have playlists on there with popping songs in there, too. So great, great. You find a lot of independent artists on there as well. Follow me on both of those, Spotify and SoundCloud. I think I'm Mr. Chris Hip Hop on both. I think on Spotify, I'm Christopher Zonderflex Tyler. And number 14, MakeMe, M-A-K-E-M-E. That's the accountability app where you not just work on technique, but at home, when they do it, they check in to show you the progress that's being made. So there it is. That is episode number 77. And I hope it's helpful. Let me know. Shoot me an email if this podcast is a great resource for you. And that's Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can get on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Holler at your boy on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And for all my teachers out there, make sure you go to all of those places, iTunes and Spotify and Tidal, and you can get all the Christopher Zonda Flex Tyler songs on there, like the Six Step, the Wave, the Jump song, what else, the Bear Crawl, all of them are on there, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. And I am working on a new album again because we had a lot of techniques we've been working on. And I will keep you posted on that. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. Have a blessed day. Come on,
let's go. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do a real tie. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Now jump. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do a real tie. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.